Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Douglas Joe Gilio. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. Coming up, be listening. Hughes Holiday Stocking. You have a chance to figure out what is in there today. Yesterday, Frank Sinatra was in the stocking. We'll find out what is in Hughes Holiday Stocking later today.
David Copperfield.
No, that's banned.
That's
after
easy.
Yesterday. I mean, again, guys, yesterday, the clues were we found out that the person was dead and they were a musical star. And we got David Copperfield, who is a very alive magician. Checks neither of those boxes. So we'll get to Hughes Holiday Stocking coming up. Be listening for the sound. All right, back to your phone calls to the Eagles. Would you sign up right now for 3-2, or would you roll the dice for the next five games of the season? 3-2, of course, gets us the NFC East and a guaranteed playoff spot. I would sign up for that right now on the spot. Where do you come down? But Hugh, this weekend, things are about to get pretty heated with the hot stove. So the MLB winter meetings start on Sunday in Orlando. They go from Sunday through Thursday. And Hugh, every story out there seems to say the first domino that is going to fall on this is Kyle Schwarber.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, it looks like he's the one. And then once he goes, wherever he goes, hopefully back to the Phillies, then everyone else would kind of fall into place after that. So it feels like Schwarber's going to be the first domino. We could get a resolution on this by the end of the winter meetings on Thursday. And now we got to start to figure out what's going to happen here. Are the Phillies going to get this done? Or, Hugh, is someone going to jump in and try to steal this guy? Hugh, where are you at right now in terms of your concern level that Kyle Schwarber is not going to come back?
I was never concerned about it because I don't think he's coming back. I've said that. I've been adamant about that for the last couple of weeks because you waited too long to get this done. He is the absolute hottest free agency. He's the hottest free agent in free agency right now.
Waited too long.
Yeah. Should have got it done during the season.
Well, he means letting him get the free agency.
Yeah, let him get in there. Yeah. But he's not coming back.
Sure.
I don't think he's coming back.
Yeah,
so, I think they're going to throw so much money at him that it's going to be hard for him to come back.
All right, so here's where I'm at. I have some concern because once you get to free agency and once you got a bunch of teams involved, I'm concerned, right? He's been flirting with the hometown team for months. I mean, ever since dad playing catch on the field, which I hated. So the Reds, I think, are more of a threat than other people believe. And then there's the New York Mets that are involved in this thing. So I have some concern. Ultimately, I think the Phillies are going to do exactly what they did with Aaron Nola. They're going to overpay. They're probably going to give too many years. They're probably going to give too much money. And it might be a contract we regret in 3 or 4 years. But I do think he's going to be back as a Philly. So I'll put it this way. My antenna's up as this starts because it feels like he's the one a lot of teams are going after right now. But I do think by Wednesday or Thursday, we're going to get that report from someone, maybe John Heyman or maybe Jim Salisbury, that he is coming back and he's going to be a Philly. Kyle, you worried?
No. No. Like, Kyle Schwarber is going to be a Philly next season, no matter what Ohio Hugh has to say over here.
Okay.
The Reds are not a serious threat. They're not going to pay up.
They're not?
No.
Okay.
No. They're the Reds, dude. Like, they don't have the money. Even if they did, they wouldn't pay it.
What about Cincinnati?
That's the Reds, man.
Cincinnati, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Cincinnati.
I think
he's going home.
No, he's not.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-mm. I guarantee he's going to be a Philly next season.
How much you want to put on it?
Yeah, I can't do the guarantee. Guarantee feels strong.
How much you want to put on it?
$2?
$2. Okay. Put your money with Mafia.
Of course.
High roller Douglas.
In a heartbeat. Dude, I'll bet you $4, bud.
Wait a minute. I got $4. Let me check my wallet.
He's going to be a Philly. The Mets thing is to drive the price up, kind of like the Braves did with Nola last offseason with the Phillies.
Yeah. Yep.
Bring it, buddy.
Couple things.
$2.
Come on, big guy.
$2.
Come on, big guy.
Couple things.
You know what? When you said, I was thinking Red Sox. I was thinking Boston.
Well, yeah. Boston could be involved, too.
Yeah, so, I was thinking Red Sox when I said that.
I generally understand where Kyle's going with the Reds. They don't usually play in this pool.
Of course they don't. But they
don't have anything on the books past this year. They have money. Mm-mm. They don't have money like the Phillies or the Dodgers or the Mets or any of that, the Yankees, right? But they have... Like, when you only have $30 million in your payroll next year, you have money to spend. So the Reds concern me a little bit. The Mets concern me a lot for this reason.
Yeah, they got long paper.
That owner is crazy.
Yeah, they got long paper.
Like, the Braves had a walk-away point when the Phillies outbid them.
They're going to make us overpay.
Yeah, well,
But we're going to do it.
I hope you're right. And I think, ultimately, he's going to be back here. Like, my feeling right now is Schwarber will be a Philly next year because I think they're going to prioritize it. But that owner is nuts. I mean, last year, just think about this for a second. Last year, the Yankees were outbid for a player. That almost never happens for a player
they
want.
They got bread, too.
Mm. Right, because the Mets owner just said, $750, I'll go to $780. You go to $780, I'll go to $800. And eventually, the Yankees were like, oh, bleep. He's just going to win. And I hope that doesn't happen with Schwarber, but the Mets are on my radar. All right, let's hear from Jim Salisbury here, Philly show, as they discuss Schwarber, where this is going, and what the Phillies... What's that?
Morning show.
Oh, Jim Salisbury from the Philly show on the morning show. Here it is.
Which of these two extremes do you think is more likely? Mm-hmm. That they turn the page on a lot of successful Phillies who are going to get big contracts from someone and are aging. That they turn the page and go younger and not bring all those guys back. Or they bring all those guys back. Which extreme is more likely?
The latter. That they bring guys back. And I don't think they're going to bring them all back. Obviously, you got four prominent free agents, two of them they really, really want to bring back. That's Schwarber and Realmuto. Ranger, probably going to be a budget cut. And, you know, Bader, they're going to, you know, stay on his market and see what it takes. There's definite interest. But I don't know which way that's going to go. I think they'd be happy to have him back, but they're also going to monitor where his market goes. I think they have a...
Sure.
I don't think they want to go overboard on that. But the big priorities are Realmuto and Schwarber.
All right. So there's Salisbury on the morning show talking about their priorities, where they're going to go, the whole Ranger thing, which they're going to probably let him go, and they'll monitor the Bader market. All right. What about, how far will they go? Are they going to do whatever it takes? We got more from Jim Salisbury here on the morning show talking about doing what it takes to bring back these guys they want to bring back.
I think the Phillies are going to do what it takes, and it's probably going to be an extra year in both cases. Ideally, JT is probably a two-year deal at this stage of his career, like 2 times 15. They got to go 3 to get him off the market, keep him away from Buster Posey. I think John Middleton does it.
Wow.
And I think if ideally Schwarber's like a four-year deal, 30-ish, 31, 32, who knows where this market's going to go. If it takes 5 to get him right back here, I think they'll do it. And if you get 2 good ones out of JT and 4 good ones out of Schwarber, that's kind of the way the game works. Everybody gets that extra year, and you take what you can get, and they're going to take a shot at winning this thing in the next, few years. But I feel pretty confident that they're going to get something done with both guys because both of them like it here. And don't underestimate the return of Kevin Long, the hitting coach, as it pertains to Kyle Schwarber's desire to stay. And his desire to stay is strong to begin with, but that's his guy. That's the guy who helped turn around his career.
Okay.
And I think Kevin Long recently, just recently, got like a 3-year contract extension. To me, that's all part of the calculus in retaining Kyle Schwarber.
Yeah, that's an interesting nugget he threw in there with the Kevin Long thing. All right,
you're losing that $4, buddy.
Salisbury confident here that he's coming back, which I think ultimately Schwarber's going to be a Philly, but I take the Mets always seriously with this owner. And let's hear from Steve Phillips, former MLB GM, now on MLB Network, talking about the Reds thing. The Reds thing it's been a full court press. This feels like recruiting, going on with the Reds. And I hope that's what we say in a week. It was cute when they didn't get him. But they are pushing. Here's Phillips talking about the Reds and Schwarber.
I think there's a good chance he could end up somewhere else. I mean, I think it's going to come down to who's willing to give him the extra year. He's going to play at 33 next season. And so, you know, nobody wants to go more than 4 years. He's going to want the fifth year, and somebody's going to have to do it. I think this is the time and place for the Cincinnati Reds. If it takes the fifth year, give it to him. You're never going to be in a better position in this time and moment and this place to have a window to win. Everybody would love to have the young starting pitching that they have in Cincinnati right now. Affordable starting pitching. They've got a superstar in Ellie De La Cruz, but they need the aircraft carrier. They need that big bat. Ellie De La Cruz had 22 home runs. That's the most they had during the course of the season. Schwarber had 56. Spencer Steer hit 10 home runs after the All-Star break. That's the most anybody hit on their team. Schwarber hit 10 a month. I mean, this to me is like a no-brainer. He's from Middletown, Ohio. You got Terry Francona as your manager. This is the time and place to go beyond what you've been willing to do or where you're comfortable.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Reds are going to seriously try to get him. It's a matter of can they come up with the money. I mean,
yeah, they can't.
Hugh, what do you? I mean, you live this. You around the same age as Schwarber. You were a free agent playing here, and you got the free agency, and you ended up in Jacksonville.
Yeah. It all depends. Well, and this is the
you
thing.
You said that with a lot.
Well, yeah. to me, it's very similar. Like, well, it's like, what? Who would leave Philadelphia to go to the Jaguars? Who would leave the Phillies to go to the Reds? But you did this.
But, and here's the thing. I think it's, and I'm just reading the tease. I don't know what Kyler's going to do, but I feel like there's probably a pull to be closer to home. You know, that Midwest.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Feel like Philadelphia feels at times, like the Midwest.
Midwest field, just stay here.
Yeah, I feel like the dad rolling the pops out to throw out the pitch to his son.
That was
tugging on the heartstrings type
league.
Deal. I think there's a chance that he's going to go to Cincinnati. I don't think he's coming back to Philly. I don't think he's coming back to Philly. And I think there's a strong chance he could go to Cincinnati.
All right, do you think the Phillies are ready for Plan B? Like, this could happen quick. Like, Monday we're here and he just goes to the Mets or the Reds. They better be ready.
They're reporting that they're interested in Bellinger stuff. They're looking at other outfielders.
I would love Cody Bellinger. I think Cody Bellinger's underrated at this point.
I would like Schwarber and Bellinger. That'd be great.
Well, then we're talking. That would be. Yeah, but if he does walk, Bellinger would be the first thing I would go after because he could play defense. He could play the outfield really well, and he can hit.
Yeah.
I'd be in on that.
By the way, like the Jags and Eagles are in a salary cap league.
Yeah.
Like they are both, you know, like the Phillies are operating under a different payroll than the Cincinnati Reds are. I think it's a lot different than NFL free agency. And by the way, Hugh's decision to go to Jacksonville was following the most money. The Phillies have more money than the Reds.
Yeah. I am wondering though, I can't wait to hear the reporting on what the first offer is. Like, do the Phillies want to win this right away, or are they just going to go in with the same offer as the Reds, the same offer as the Mets, and then they'll go from there?
You know what the unfortunate thing? I think in a situation like this, you never want to be the one to set the market.
That's why it's
you're also a team where, you know, they're going to try to tug on the fact that he's from the Midwest.
They've been trying since the season when they've rolled his dad out.
And they're probably trying to strategically put themselves in position to give him his give him what he wants.
Yeah. Well,
so it just all depends on where he is as far as, you know, money, being home, how much. Because I don't know where he lives. Does he live in Ohio in off season?
I don't know. The other thing to factor into this, I don't think he's ever gone through a real free agency. He was DFA'd by the Cubs. He took a 1-year deal with the Nets. Then when he signed here, remember that was the lockout year. Like, he's never done the, like, the be wind and dined.
Like a bidding war and all that, I'm
sure every player wants that at some point. So maybe he's going to enjoy this for a week before he makes the decision. All right, 215-592-9494. Are you worried about Schwarber actually walking? I mean, this thing could heat up pretty quickly here with the winter meetings. And the Eagles, would you sign up right now for 3-2? Of course I would. I'm not rolling the dice with this the next 5 weeks. Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
Jeff.
All right, Aaron from San Diego is nauseating. Get that out of the way. He can add me to his list of people that don't like him.
Okay.
I think the Phillies will keep Schwarber. Look, the Reds are a team that are probably going to lose De La Cruz to free agency when he's up for it because they won't pay anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see them paying Schwarber and then still have to pay him in a year or two. Or whatever it is.
Yeah, that will probably limit what if they. Yeah, yeah, those kind of teams could usually sign one guy, right? They'll have one, you know, $100 million player. Yep.
And Schwarber's going to set the market. That's the way it's going to play out, I think. Joe, I'm with you. I want 3-2. I'm fine. Hugh, look, I understand you almost all the time, but today I'm totally confused. Kyle's out of the picture because he threw in the towel.
Yeah.
He doesn't matter right now.
Well, Tuesday.
I picked it back up.
It's a different Kyle Tuesday versus Friday. We know that by now. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And Hugh, please don't yell at me because I've already been yelled at once by somebody.
I'm not going to yell at you, but let me see if I can help you out, Jeff. Let me see if I can help you out.
Okay. So here's the thing. This is where what confuses me. On one hand, you told one caller and maybe Joe that there's no way the Eagles are going to make the Super Bowl as presently constituted.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, you're saying play the string out or play it out. Does that mean you want them to win 5-0 or go 4-1? I mean, we all want that, but realistically, how can we think that that's going to happen given the way they played the last month and a half?
Okay,
that's what I'm stuck on.
Okay,
that's
so right now, when I was talking about they're not going to make the Super Bowl, I meant the way that they look right now.
Yeah.
And in order to make it to the Super Bowl, they have to play better. Because, see, Jeff, I believe that you still have the components, even though it doesn't look like it.
I do, too.
To put it together to be a Super Bowl contender. So I'm still, like, in a nutshell, I'm still holding out hope that they can figure this out.
Because it starts with the Chargers.
It does start with the Chargers.
Right. Yeah.
And it's more about playing better in the last five games to get to the playoffs instead of hoping that we get into the playoffs. Because let's be honest, yesterday a lot of people were happy about the Cowboys losing because that helped us out.
Yes!
I
chopped one off that magic number!
For me, Jeff, it's more about being in control of my own destiny. You know, certain things I have no control over. Like, I don't have control over the Cowboys or whatever they do, but I can control this.
Right. Yeah.
So that's where I was coming from.
So I still expect them to make the playoffs, but maybe my reasoning is because going 4-1 is kind of tough, so I really struggle with the fact that they could beat the Bills in Buffalo. That's going to be tough. And what if we get down to the last game and nothing matters against the Commanders? You know, that's where I'm at. Like,
I mean, that's fair. That's fair.
Better chance they go 3-2 than they go 4-1.
But let me say this, though, Jeff. Like, okay, say we are in that scenario. Say if we are in the scenario where we had the last game we don't have to play.
Got it locked up. Right.
Do you feel comfortable enough with this offense to allow that to happen knowing how this offense is played all year long?
So it's a good question. But then, I mean, if we get there, it's going to be a debate between, rust versus extra work. But that bye, I mean, guys, last year, remember, the debate was let's Saquon play versus rest everyone the last week. So that was kind of our bye week because we didn't get a bye week. I think that mattered. Jeff, if we get to that scenario, if we win the next three, lose in Buffalo, and then the last week doesn't matter, they're kind of locked into the three, I would love to create a de facto bye week. I think that would help.
Health and availability is our best friend right now, and we might need that. That might be the scenario when we get there.
Well, and also the team we might play, let's say we're the 3 seed, and Jeff, good phone call, like where the 6 is, I don't know, San Francisco or the Bears or, you know, who at the Lions or whatever, they might be playing for their lives the last week while we're sitting and resting. I mean, that I will take that. So, Hugh, I understand your point on controlling your own destiny. What last night did is let us control our own destiny to a reasonable degree. Right? With the Cowboys losing 3-2 from the Eagles now clinches it. If the Cowboys won out, we had to win almost every game.
I like that scenario better.
Ooh, no.
Because, Joe, I look at it like this. We have been, this whole season, if you're being honest with yourself, we've been hoping to see something we haven't seen.
I know.
Every week.
So I've accepted we're not getting it.
No, but I have not. Because that's not, the hoping we're going to see something every week is not going to get us to the Super Bowl. That's a fact. Whether we want to sit here and believe that or not, whether we want to wear the green glasses or not, that's not the way I want to live. And that's the main reason why I said I want Dallas to win, because now that puts even more pressure on you to go out there and do what you've been talking about doing all year long. Mm. See, that's what I'm saying. The mentality is different. It feels like we're just happy to be here. I want to dominate. And in order to dominate, I have to be better, and I have to do better.
But in order to do anything in the playoffs, you got to get there. And 3-2 gets us there.
In the position that we're in now, this ain't like I'm talking about the beginning of the season. We're in the throes of this, and we are in control with these last five games of how it goes.
3-2.
But when you say it like that, you're just hoping, okay, and now you got cats out there looking at the schedule trying to figure out which three games we could get. Oh, we can get. Like, that's not the way that I want to go into
but
this.
I guess I'm at the point I've accepted that the normal Eagles game is going to end up 20-17. Like, most weeks. Now, forget the Raiders. The Raiders are terrible. But I just accepted that the rest of the season, if that's five more weeks, if it's 6, 7, 8, 9, or we're in Santa Clara, the game is going to be 20-17. And guess what happens in 20-17 games? Sometimes you win. Sometimes you lose, right? It's a toss-up game. I don't think we're good enough this year on offense to blow most teams out. And I think we're good enough, just overall roster-wise, that no matter who we play, we're probably going to kind of be in the game. So when I've accepted that, then I'm going to take 3-2. I'm going to take away the risk, and let's get to the playoffs and take our chances. We can win a few 20-17 games and make a run. Chris in Middletown, what's up?
Good morning, man.
Good morning, Chris.
You, Kyle, Casper, the friendly ghost. How are you guys doing today?
We're good.
Hey, what's
going
on?
Just trying to work through things.
Listen, before I get to you there, mm-hmm. Casper, Aaron, let me tell you something, Aaron. You know, when you call in, you're always out of breath. It reminds me of Daryl Morey. Like, remember he used to call in all the time, and we're like, what is this guy
doing?
Yeah,
when he goes to his press conference, it's like he was just on the treadmill or something before. Yeah, I worry about Morey sometimes.
Aaron's the same way. He's always out of breath. And then, you know, listening to him when he start whining about Cinnamon Ken, it just reminded me of Spike crying about Embiid. Like, I mean, it was mirrored each other. So, Aaron, listen, friendly advice to you. Put the meatballs down and pick up the salad. All right? Now, Joe, yesterday you went from being strong with a winner's mentality and standing on business. Mm-hmm. Today, you know, you're back to being a coward without a spine. And just like, you know, the water's rising, you turned into Hugh running for the hills. Like,
no, you guys want style points. I just want to get to the finish line.
No, you sound like a damn female dog with this mentality, okay? So, you know what? You want to play it safe. Listen, Joe, let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, everybody out there listening, playing it safe in life gets you nowhere. Hugh Douglas did not play it safe in life to get to the NFL. That's why he's okay rising up to the challenge of adversity in life.
You say this. This guy makes $2 bets.
Kyle didn't grow that thing on his clip without playing it safe. Okay? So listen, you know, you got to seriously get it together, okay?
Nope.
You know, when you hit adversity, you rise to the challenge. You want the challenge, okay? You don't sit back and go, oh, I want to save my way into the playoffs, and then, you know, we'll probably lose, but that's okay. No, that's a loser.
I didn't say that. I just want to make it.
That's what a loser. Yeah. That's exactly what you said. I want to play it safe. I need security in my life. Stop it, okay? Listen.
Just because I accept risks. Just because I can accept. You guys just are ignoring the chance that they fall apart.
No, okay. Just stop.
No, I'm not ignoring it.
No,
if they die, they die.
I mean, yeah. Okay.
When Joe, and listen, here's what happens. You know what? Let's be honest about this, Joe. Being a coward and playing it safe gets you nowhere in life. Playing it safe gets you living in your mom's basement, complaining on every day going on YouTube and tweeting about sports talk people. That's what playing it safe is. They're an example of playing it safe.
People.
You turn into a loser. So you know what?
Don't play it safe in life, people. Get out there. Take the challenges head on. Take the challenge. Mm-hmm. Rise up to it. Don't be afraid of
Eagles
it.
Eagles chant, Chris.
Stare adversity in the face and push through it. And you know what? I know what's in you, Stocky. It's low T Jillian. Have a good day.
Oh. All right, Chris. Appreciate it. No, I'm not in the stocking. No, I'm not in the stocking today as I dropped my coffee here. All right, 215-592.
I wanted an Eagles chant. That felt like it was...
It felt like on that Friday, like... I don't know.
I was about to give him the music. Mm.
There's no easy way.
There never is. All right. We got a lot to do here. The Schwarber stuff. Do you expect him to be back with the Phillies? Or are you worried that he's not going to be a Philly next year? Winter meetings start on Sunday. We also got to talk through this thing. Would you take 3-2 right now? Would you sign up? That clinches the division. It gives us a home playoff game and away we go. Or do you want to roll the dice? Like Hugh Douglas over here with the rest of this Eagles season. Plus, we need to make an official ruling on if Hugh should get credit for his recent Darius Slay report. Really, are we calling it a report? All right, Slay was asked yesterday if he would have reported to the Eagles had they won the claim. His answer next, and we got to decide if Hugh Douglas deserves any credit whatsoever around here. It's a midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.